commercials, obviously.
TV, yeah.
And the last time I came down here, the image that's stuck in my mind is Keith Jackson getting in a Fiat.
Hmm.
And he fit.
See, I would think more it'd be likelier to get a Fiat in like Keith's pocket than
him. Yeah, no, he actually fit.
Yeah.
He fit in one, and
he's a full-grown man.
Yeah, he played with those guys. Oh, he played with Reggie White and Jerome Brown,
yeah,
who both are dead right now.
The Eagles, that Eagles team with Randall, Byers, Ricky Waters. I mean, some clowny teams.
Can you imagine Reggie White and Jerome Brown chasing you?
Oh, no.
That
defensive line was filthy.
You're done.
We used to play. I used to skip class pretty regularly. Kids going to college don't listen to me. And we would stay. We would play Madden, dude. And this friend of mine, Jay Pickett, he would play with Philadelphia, and it was terribly unfair. I'm like, first of all, I can't tackle Randall. Second of all, your defensive line is terribly unfair.
Yeah.
And they had who was the corner? They had an all-pro corner, too, who was great. Oh, my gosh. They were so good.
It was
so
probably
good.
Like 91, right?
Yeah, 92, 93, yeah. Anyway, they were so good, so good.
Sad deal, though, with those two guys.
Yeah.
But Keith Jackson was in that documentary talking about that. What a great series that is. What a great program.
No question. If you want in today, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. We need a page, Kevin Wilson. Paging Mr. Wilson. Mr. Kevin Wilson, please report to the office. Apparently he's out busy selling cars. I do want to announce former Razorback DJ Williams going to be speaking with his mother Vicky at Open Arms Shelter, second annual Child Abuse Awareness Banquet.
Talk about a great kid.
Oh, the best. Where's he going to
really
end up
is.
Next fall?
Well, he was with the Patriots to end the season, and sure hope that happens again.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
He is speaking on the 3rd of April, which is Thursday. Thursday night at Cabot Junior High. Tickets are still available, 501-676-6166. A lot of sixes. 676-6166. Silent auction includes a once-in-a-lifetime experience ride in a working crop duster. No thanks. I'm going to pass on that.
Something,
but it's a great cause for sure.
Something that happens quite often in our studio.
Yeah, there's some crop dusting going on, big guy.
There's no doubt about it.
That is one plane this guy ain't getting on. I'm a little bit too much of a fraidy cat. I wouldn't mind getting an autograph from DJ Williams, though. That might be cool. Razorback baseball over the weekend drops 2 of 3. They played a doubleheader on Saturday because of weather issues. Arkansas loses the grudge match or rubber match or deciding game, if you prefer, 5-1. Dave Van Horn, it got away from us because we just didn't play very well today. We didn't do anything.
Hmm.
They lose, unfortunately. Next up for Arkansas, playing Nebraska on Tuesday night, 6:35. That game will be heard right here on the buzz. 17-10, 4-5, Arkansas falls to in conference play, playing a Nebraska team that's also trying to find its way at 15-12. So hopefully the Hogs can get on. Remember last year, Arkansas was number one. Everything was looking good.
Yeah.
They go to Nebraska and get their teeth kicked in a couple of games. And then it's like, whoa, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were.
Cornhuskers.
I
can't trust them.
Oh, you know I don't like them. And that's Coach Van Horn's old club.
That's right, yeah. That's right. What? There you go. No, did Jeff Long hire Van Horn, or he came in early there?
Yeah, he's been there a while. I don't know how many years he's been there.
But he hasn't messed with him, so.
No, it's a good idea. Let me tell you, there are a few guys I would mess with.
He's not one, yeah.
No, Coach Van Horn's not a guy I would mess around with a whole lot. Some Keithley Service coming live fan feedback here. Were Dick Vitale, Jay Billis, Bill Raftery, Jim Nance, Charles Barkley, and Digger Phelps not available for the Arkansas women's job?
Hmm.
Well, I will say few of those guys, three of them at least, have had coaching experience at least. None of them is women's coaches, though, so I'd have to have the same complaint. Although if they hired Barkley, I don't know that I could have said anything. That'll
no,
be fun.
Yeah, he'd be, you kidding me? People would come far and wide to play for him.
Josh and Pine Bluff, when are people going to realize the football team lacked talent? It wasn't a coaching issue. If Vince Lombardi were the Razorbacks coach last year, they still wouldn't have won games. I hate the can't coach in the SEC rhetoric because college football is college football. There's no special rules from one conference to the next. Wake up and stop trying to blame Bielema when it would have been impossible to church up that roster. Eric says, just play devil's advocate.
The only argument with that, though, is what kind of players, year in and year out, can you think you're going to get 5 stars?
You don't have to have 5 stars.
4 stars?
Maybe some.
3 stars?
Yeah, a lot of those.
Okay, so you have to be able to understand what you're dealing with.
I think the development is underrated, and when you're at Arkansas, you got to develop. And if he can't develop, you think the receivers at Arkansas, I mean, look, those were high-quality guys, but you think Greg, you think Joe Adams, you think those guys didn't get better under Petrino? So I'm going to guess the linemen, the tight ends, the defensive players, those guys, that's right in Bielema's wheelhouse. He's continually developed guys at those positions. I'm going to guess that they'll get better. The one complaint I hear from a friend of mine who really, really hates on Jeff Long is that he's still upset that they let Petrino go. You know, he felt like that could have been salvaged. And it's unfortunate, and I can see that. That's the only true complaint I think you could have a legitimate argument for. I don't tend to agree with that. I thought the right thing to do at the time was to part ways because he lied to him, and he made him look like a buffoon in public, which a lot of people would argue he does well on his own with that. I don't agree, but my thing is if Petrino tells the truth and then you still fire him, then you got a lot more legitimate argument to me.
That probably was certainly the straw that broke the back. And
he treats everybody like crap. That's not helpful.
And that's the thing. We can only assume the conversations or how that relationship was. Because I can probably think that there was other instances where Petrino and wasn't completely honest with Jeff Long. I just assume that.
If you have an employee who is a high-profile, difficult, challenging employee that you feel like you have to have in your organization to win, you have to deal with those things.
Yeah.
But I promise you, the first time they do something that is wildly inappropriate, trust me, you're more than happy to get them out of the organization. As much good as they do, I promise you, you're okay with them leaving.
Well, and the big problem was if you go out like he did and clearly he showed such disrespect to Jeff Long because of he lied to him and
Lied to the fans, too, which is tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see what else we got here on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Some good stuff today. Eric in Little Rock, just to play devil's advocate, what
Vanity
if...
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
Thank you very much. What if there is more behind this Jimmy Dykes hire than we think? What if it's Long's way to put pressure on Mike if he doesn't succeed in an audition of sorts for potential future opening on the men's side? Jimmy's recognizable by any casual college basketball fan, which would help in recruiting. Not saying I hope this happens, just thinking outside the box. Look, that's the second notion that we've had that Mike is somehow going to be replaced if he leaves by Jimmy Dykes. Has it ever happened in the history of the world that a college women's basketball coach has slid over and taken over the men's team?
No. And here's the deal with that. Jeff Long understands that to put Jimmy Dykes, even to suggest to put Jimmy Dykes in that position would be bad because you can't – Jimmy Dykes has got a challenge on his hands already.
Yeah.
Dealing with trying to coach the women's team. Mm-hmm. Then to put him in a position to have to do that, it's insane. Absolutely insane.
Look, here's the other thing,
absolutely insane.
In the break, I went and looked at Tom Collins' record. Tom Collins' record at Louisville and Colorado State, admittedly not the SEC, is filthy. He also had experience in the SEC as a first assistant under Gary Blair. And he failed.
He failed. Yeah.
I mean, it's not that easy, folks. I mean, it's just a tough gig. People are like, oh, he's going to charm his way into wins. It doesn't work like that, yo. Because guess what? One of the least charming guys in the history of the world is Gino Auriemma. You know what? He's done a pretty darn good job as a head coach.
Oh, he is a solid push-down guy.
Wasn't exactly charming.
No?
And he won a bunch.
No?
Anyway.
Hey, listen, Pat Summitt, although she's got big, beautiful blue eyes, she's going to tear your head off.
Bulldog.
Tear your head off.
Here's the thing. The next guy that nices his way into a championship will be the first, okay?
Although Gary Blair's a great guy. But he knows how to deal with personalities.
Jimmy talks tough. Let's see if he can get it to take effect on the court. I don't know. Steven says, just see the article in the sports yesterday regarding Jeff Long. The governor and a board of trustee member were pretty hard on him. Interesting clip if you haven't seen it. I read the paper cover to cover yesterday. I didn't see it. I must have just glossed over
Unless they're talking about did you see
the salaries?
No, there was somebody had taken out an ad.
I heard about that. I didn't
criticizing.
See it. I guess I didn't read the paper very closely yesterday.
I saw it. Actually, somebody had clipped it out and posted it. Hmm. It was kind of strange. Out of nowhere, I would say. Especially if you take into account the hiring yesterday. It was just out of nowhere. I think Jeff Long's doing a good job.
Jeff says, love the Jimmy D hire. I assume that's what he means because he says live the Jimmy D hire. And a lot of times when I try to text my wife back, love you, I text live you.
I live for it.
Yeah. And then I say,
I live for you.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
I live you.
It's easier than just retyping it. Anyway, so live the Jimmy D hire. I'm assuming he means love the Jimmy D hire. Every high school female baller knows who he is. Recruiting will be great. You say managing teen girls is going to be different. He has daughters. He has a daughter who's not a teenager. So, yeah, I do think it's going to be difficult. Chris and Benton, I don't understand the hire. Of all the women's coaches in the country, including Joe Foley, this is the best Long could come up with? They should have given Foley a chance. I can't stand the U of A policy, the unwritten rule of not hiring in-state. I will say, look, you got Joe Foley, who's been the coach of the year in the Sun Belt a few times. He also won a national title or two at Arkansas Tech. The coach at ASU, Brian Boyer, has been the coach of the year in the Sun Belt three times. So I know they don't like to hire from within the state, which is fine, but I'm guessing if those guys are doing that here, what's happening in Kentucky? You know, I'll tell you what, the guy at Middle Tennessee is a Delta Bravo of the highest proportion, but Rick Insell's a hell of a coach now. That guy can coach his butt off. He's a punk, but he's a good coach now. Let's see. Chris says, I don't understand the hire of all the women's coaches. Okay, we talk about that. Scott says, I like Slim Jims, but I don't want them in my lunch every day. Scott also says the hiring of Susie Gardner this weekend is the death penalty for Arkansas's women's basketball program. Fire Bev Lewis for making the hire. Now you're confused, bro. You're living in the past. That's from a while back. But I see you working. I see you working. It's funny. Okay, so...
Hey, Justin, I remember the last time we had Jeff Long on, he made a prophetic statement. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
We all make mistakes, you know?
Hey, we'll see if this is one.
No, come on!
It's way too early to judge this hire. I'm just saying on paper it doesn't look like it makes a lot of sense to us. That doesn't mean it's not a great hire. We'll see.
Gentlemen. We all make mistakes.
Stop it, Jeff. Hey, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
What's up,
I'm thinking he's what? Do what?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard you talking. I thought maybe you had something else to say before I started or whatever.
I usually do, gentlemen. I have a hard time shutting up, as you probably have caught on.
Hey, me and you are the same on that then. You don't have to say more about that. I know my mouth. Anyway, I think it's a great hire because, and I'm not a basketball guru. I just learned from y'all because I never played organized basketball, but I've been taught a lot by Mike Newell, people like y'all that know basketball and everything. I've tried to learn a lot. But it seemed like to me that Jimmy Dykes really knew what he was talking about when he'd do the commentating because he'd say, well, this team needs to do this, and they'd start doing it, and they'd start scoring. Or if they were having trouble stopping a team, he said, this team needs to do this, and they'd coincidentally start doing it, you know, later on.
You think the coach heard him say that?
No. I'm just saying he sounded like he had strategy that worked, and he was an assistant coach at Arkansas under Eddie Sutton. Didn't he play for him and assistant coach under Eddie Sutton a little bit? Well, a lot of people don't remember this, but he was assistant coach at ULR for at least a short period of time under Mike Newell. So he's had assistant coaching, you know, experience. It sounded like he knew what he was talking about when he did the as the color commentator. And then who, like he said, nobody can sell Arkansas better than Jimmy Dykes. And can you imagine him going into some parents to try to sway them to let them, you know, talk their daughters into coming to Arkansas? I'll take care of your daughter and the Christian man that he is. And one thing we might disagree on is I don't believe you have to be a cusser or a real, you know, behemoth guy, you know, that uses dirty language, all every other word or whatever, to have a winning team, men or women. So I think Jimmy Dykes would be successful with the women. And then if for some reason Nolan doesn't work out here, then it wouldn't bother me if Jimmy Dykes became the coach just by credential. Let's say he's won a couple of national championships and went to the Final Four.
Let's just say I grow to be 6'8 tomorrow. I mean, it's a stretch, and that's not going to happen, gentlemen. Let's talk in reality for a minute here. And you're talking about Mike, not Nolan. I make that mistake myself pretty regularly. But anyway, the point is, yeah, that's okay. I do that all the time. Anyway, the point is, even if he does that mean he's automatically? He's never going to be the head coach at Arkansas for the men's program. He's not going to be. That's silly. Let's not even go there. That's so silly. Let's focus on whether or not let's see if he can win a game as a women's coach first. Let's go that route.
I believe he will because he'll be able to recruit good, and that's the most important thing in college basketball. The first three things most important is recruiting, 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 and I think he's going to do an excellent job of recruiting first thing, and I think he'll get the most out of his players because of the way he'll treat them. Now, don't get me wrong, he'll get on them, but there's a right way to get on someone, and I believe he knows that right way, and you don't have to cuss them up and down one side and down the other to
Here's what we know. Yes, Jimmy's a smart guy. We know he's a smart guy. We know how when he speaks, there's no question. I think he comes from a good place. I think he's genuine. My question is, number one, there's a lot of smart, genuine guys out there coaching. You don't get to the level of where they are in terms of that coaching high Division I basketball and not be smart and genuine and hardworking. So they're all like that. How's he going to separate himself, number one? I just can't get over the fact that he gave up a dream job.
Pat and I would kill to be at ESPN.
I want to be Jimmy Dykes. I want to be Jimmy. You know what? There's an opening.
Yeah.
There's an opening.
You know, gentlemen, appreciate the call. I will say this. I agree with you on this point, gentlemen, is that he seems to have the right demeanor in that he can communicate well.
Sure does.
And he's not an overly aggressive, obnoxious, and he is a very Christian guy, there's no doubt.
Level-headed guy.
I don't know him personally. I don't know that I've been around him more than one time, maybe. But everybody I know who knows him well loves the guy. Yeah. So there's got to be something to that. That's not a mistake, because people I trust think the world of the guy. So I don't doubt that he's a great man and that he's going to be a good coach. There's no question he understands the game. I think he has the right demeanor to be a good coach. Again, I'm not doubting anything about it. My point is, it's a freakishly strange hire because he's never done it. That's odd. At a place, some other schools, maybe you take a chance on a guy. It's just not – it's a unique situation. Has Arkansas ever hired a coach that has no experience for the position in which they've been hired?
No.
None.
That's why if you read between the lines, the only thing I'm looking at is – Jeff Long sees the value in Jimmy Dykes, and he has a huge value.
Yeah.
He is a great spokesman for the state of Arkansas, for the Razorback program. You want him on your team.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think that it would be as the women's basketball coach. Again, I just can't believe he's taking on this challenge. I love it. It's just it's hard to imagine. This is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
Justin, 24/7, 365. I'm going to keep saying that because you know coaches. You've been close to a lot of coaches, college basketball coaches, football coaches. Mm-hmm. And you know how it's everything changes. All bets are off. It's almost – those guys are lifers.
Yeah. All right, I want to spend the whole show on this. I want to talk about some other things like the Final Four. I want to talk about the incident down in Tucson yesterday too, which was ugly, ugly. If you've seen the video, it's really not good. Anyway, but we can take a couple more calls on if you want to. I'd rather not, but I don't mind. I do want to say this segment's brought to you in part by our friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza. And if you're looking for a place to hang out and watch games this weekend, that is a good spot. The game, I think, tips around 5 o'clock or
yes,
so,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you are interested, have at it. So they'll be open, of course, on Saturday, all three locations. In fact, they're open tonight. Tonight's the Two Wings for a Buck deal at all three locations, Morgan Maumelle, Hot Springs, and, of course, out on Highway 10. It is Jim's Razorback Pizza, and if you have not had a triplet pizza, I know somebody who had one recently, and they loved it.
That's good stuff, man.
There you go. I speak of the devil, my friend.
Good.
You know what? You throw a little chicken on there, it's fantastic. It's spectacular. Lots of good options. Great sandwiches, too. And I do want to give a pat on the back to Jane, who sent Maddie T a couple of sandwiches, or a sandwich of the day when we were out at our other friends from Landers. And Jane,
that made
so sweet.
My day, too.
How thoughtful is she?
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's up there.
Well, you deserve it, buddy.
So anyway, you can check them out. Of course, they'll cater to you as well. It is Jim's Razorback Pizza, three locations, and a menu full of goodies. So get yourself some. Let me take a couple more quick calls on the Jimmy Dykes thing. We're going to move on and talk about the Final Four because I want to get into that. We've got more aiding and coaching money hypocrisy when it comes to the world of college athletics.
Are you talking about the students' police clash?
Yes, it was nasty. Connecticut reaching out to the president. And a really bizarre story out of the NFL. So lots of stuff coming up outside of this. And I've got some details about the Final Four you might find interesting as well. Take two more calls about the Jimmy Dykes thing, and then we're going to move on. What's up, Razor Moose?
What's up, guys? You know, thing I think that we need to look at is I think that he was trying to go after somebody that understands the Razorback fan base more than anything. And I think that Jimmy does that, you know. And then on top of that, you know, he's a splash hire because he's got such a big name. So, you know, the entire, I guess, United States is paying attention to that because he's part of such a nationally known network. I mean, everybody was shocked when Bielema was hired, but he was an in-house name. You know, people knew who he was. And I think it's a great hire personally.
Why?
And I think that he gives them an edge. I think he does. I think
Let me ask you this.
He gives them an ability to recruit players that, you know, have been leaving the state because from what I understand, you know, Tom Collin did not keep up with the recruiting for, you know, the females of Arkansas, and I think that's one thing that Jimmy's going to be able to do.
I guess
too.
He kept up with them. It's hard to win recruiting battles with Tennessee and Baylor and Oklahoma when their programs are way further down the road than you are. The other thing is, have you ever in your years as a fan of Arkansas, seen a guy hired for a position that he has never held before. A guy to coach a team in a sport that he's never coached.
Does he know basketball?
Yep.
That's my question. If he knows basketball, then that shouldn't be a problem in my eyes. And okay. That's just my thoughts, guys. You have a great day.
All right, I appreciate it. I don't think this program right now, with the failures of the recent years in men's basketball, football, even baseball has fallen short in the last couple of seasons. I don't think you're in a position right now to get some sort of unique, creative hire. I think you need a proven guy. That's my problem.
That is a unique hire. That's a great
way
to put
it. And Jimmy's a unique guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, no question about that. But the bottom line is, you have a guy who's never coached that sport. It is bizarre. It is a strange time for it to happen. If everything else is rolling, you know what? Maybe you go on a limb and go, you know what? We really believe in this guy. We want him as part of our organization. We're going to hire him to coach women's basketball. Superb. I got no problem with it. But, you know, we were talking to a coach the other day, though, but at least she had coached basketball before. We were talking to the volleyball coach.
Yeah, right, yeah.
At UALR.
Yeah.
And she came up, Van Compton, and we're talking to her about, you know, she got the basketball or the volleyball job because they quit playing basketball.
Yeah.
But she had coached volleyball before. She didn't get hired for that initially, but she had actually coached volleyball at least in the past.
Mike, big question for me is going to be his assistant coaches, who he puts in those positions.
I did see he's got a couple of former Razorbacks that are going to be on his staff immediately. I'll tell you the names. I saw it listed somewhere.
Christy Smith, hopefully.
No, she's not.
Christy Smith is darling.
I'll tell you what a hire is our girl that played basketball. Who played basketball up there that's the coach at she's been a couple state title games.
Oh, Kim Wilson.
Kim Wilson.
Yeah. That'd be a great hire.
Jimmy.
Yes, yes.
Hey, man, I want to touch on that. I really think that Jimmy Dyke did more for the program as an ESPN broadcast, whatever, because he gave them so much love. I think there was plenty of other people that should have been in line for him. Did he coach high school girls basketball one time, you know?
No.
No, he was an athletic director at Shiloh Christian in Springdale, I believe, both places.
Well,
look, I'll say this. For a guy that has never had the experience coaching this particular sport, he's about as good a guy as you're going to get.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that for all the other connections he has. But, again, it just seems weird to me that he's never coached the sport for which you're hiring him, and you're at a high Division I school.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got intangibles to be a great leader. He seems to be a great communicator. Again, you're in a situation you've never been in before.
Yeah,
with dealing with college aged women.
Yeah, thanks for the call,
okay,
Jimmy.
Guys.
I thought that was actually going to be Jimmy talking about Jimmy. That would have been interesting. JD.
Oh, Jimmy did go third person.
I did hear that. That's funny. Hey, JD.
Hey, I hope Jimmy does well. I'm going to support him. He's always been an ambassador for the state. And who knows whether he'll be a good coach or not. Hey, sure. What about the tournament, man? Some games, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Shooter, I graduated from high school in 1949. That was my senior year on the basketball team. And, boy, has the game ever changed. Wow.
Yes, sir.
These guys can play, man.
It's a different game, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Hey, would you clone Bradley over there and get us another Shooter up there? Hang tight. Good luck, Jimmy.
I'm looking for some 1949. Wow.
Yeah, that's old school. John.
Yeah, Nolan didn't do too well coaching women's basketball, did he? He was successful on every level that he was on except for professional one.
Well, we had him on when he was, I think he just finished at
Tulsa,
coaching Tulsa, and he was the one that said how it completely different it was. But if Jimmy understands that, and that's the one thing that, you know, Jimmy's done his due diligence on how to approach this.
Yeah, he also he hasn't coached in like over 10 years too, which is also sort of unique. It's kind of strange all the way around. Craig.
It's Coach Kim Jenkins from Valley Springs.
Kim Jenkins. Yeah, married name Jenkins, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the hire. I think they're stupid to pass over Foley, but I kind of enjoy it because I didn't like Jimmy Dykes on ESPN. I really didn't like his analyst, but that's all I got.
Come on.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, brother.
And one last call about this, and we'll move on. What's up, Mike?
Well, the Razorbacks did hire an assistant coach to be the head coach in Jack Crow, and that didn't turn out that well.
Yes, but Jack Crow was a coach in a sport that he went and was a head coach for, right? I mean,
you're saying there's a difference between men and women. Nolan never had experience coaching women when he took the job with Oklahoma.
I know. How'd that go for him?
Not too well.
Exactly.
But that's beside the point. I think Jimmy's got the skill, and he's got the experience, got the topics, he'll have the connections, and if he can recruit, I think he can coach. I think he'll do very well. The other thing y'all have talked about today is the fact that they don't want to hire somebody that's coached in the state of Arkansas before. They hired Ray Thornton from Arkansas State University to be the president when he was the president of Arkansas State. So obviously they've got a higher opinion of the coach than they do of the person that's going to head the whole institution.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, Mike.
And I think that just shows you how screwed up the state of Arkansas has become to politics and to athletics. Thank you very much.
Mike, appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, look, let's just use it for an example on let's use an analogy here. Who's a highly thought of, high-profile college football analyst?
Herb Street.
Kirk Herbstreit, okay, folks. Brett Bielema is fired tomorrow because he did not win enough. And they are going to hire, ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Herbstreit. You excited about that? You pretty fired up about it? He's like, hey, I've coached. I played quarterback at Ohio State. I've been watching a lot of high-profile guys, and Jimmy Dykes even dropped this yesterday. People would kill to have the contacts in this phone. You think Herbstreit doesn't have a lot of phone numbers of college football coaches? You people would be freaking out right now if they hired Kirk Herbstreit to be the next head coach at Arkansas. You'd be flipping out, and that's the analogy.
You know, I heard some rumors that
although
Urban
Jimmy does
Meyer
have coaching experience, it's not an exact analogy, but that's the idea.
I heard some rumors that Urban Meyer was going to hire Herbstreit, like QB's coach or something.
I got no problem with being a position coach. It's fine. I mean, I'm surprised somebody hasn't come in and gotten sterner yet, to be honest with you. Honestly, with his background.
Listen, we both agree that Jimmy Dykes is extremely intelligent. He seems to be a great communicator. Yeah. He's definitely comes from a place where I think he's genuine in how he wants to try to teach these folks, these girls. The big question mark is, you know, nothing's a slam dunk. You can't look at any higher and say, oh, this is a slam dunk hire.
Again, like I say, if Anderson fails, if Bielema fails, you can go back and go, the hire made sense at the time. If you hire him and he fails, then you got a lot of answering to do. You got to go, well, we just really like him. He's really good for the – well, yeah, but he has no experience coaching.
There's no doubt he's going to be a great influence. What's interesting, though, is that guy had said how he seems to be much more of a champion of the Razorback Nation as an analyst, which he definitely –
I don't think that's true because he took a beating a lot of times. Yeah. For being two down the middle, which I thought he did a good job of handling that. Knowing his love of Arkansas, I thought he really did a good job of not going too pro-Arkansas. I'm sure he got too much heat for not going pro-Arkansas enough. But, again, at the end of the day, don't take this as a we don't believe in Jimmy, we don't like Jimmy. It's not even about that. And it's certainly not about I don't like Jeff Long. I'm just saying, I'm pointing out the obvious, which is it's a bizarre, strange, shocking hire.
Well, you know it's shocking when you see Jeff Long's tweet that he was hired, and you thought he was kidding.
My initial reaction was I thought it was a huge joke.
I thought I was kidding.
So I hope, you know what? They're both going to come out smelling like a rose. I hope it works out. If it works out, Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You want a safe bet?
Yes.
I like buying cars from people that sell cars that are really good at it and give me more for my trade and a great value on the vehicle.
Now you're talking crazy.
Great service after the sale. Okay, this is what we call a home run. It's Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's in Benton, Arkansas, at 121. Come by and see us. There is a Challenger that is sitting on the lot, or a Charger, rather, that's sitting here in the showroom. That is, it's got a Hemi in it, Pat. I can't believe this thing is not off the
392
lot.
Hemi.
That is a beautiful, beautiful car.
That's solid.
Oh, it's
boy, what a beautiful just body style.
It's got the bright red with the black accents on the hood and the roof.
Got rims like yours.
Yeah, it does. Except that car.
Kind of, sort of.
I think that car's a lot faster than mine. Real nice, though. Anyway, we'll be back here in just a moment. Stay tuned.